Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The National Weather Service has declared a severe thunderstorm warning and a flash flood warning for Davidson, Rutherford, and Williamson counties. Tennesseans have decided party candidates for November's midterms. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that when it comes to congressional races that touch Nashville, some of the winners were financial underdogs.
In Tennessee's 4th District, which newly includes South Nashville, Victoria Broderick nabbed the Democratic ticket, despite being out-fundraised by nearly $700,000. She'll face Republican incumbent Scott Desjarlais. In the 6th, which spans Nashville to Crossville, Democratic winner Mike Crowley overcame a cash deficit. He'll take on Republican State Rep Johnny Garrett. They're vying for a seat vacated by a gubernatorial candidate.
In the new 7th District, which makes a C-shape out of Nashville and includes Dixon, Clarksville, and Gallatin, Darden Copeland won the Democratic ticket. He'll face incumbent Matt Van Epps. Metro Nashville Police Department started trying out drones as first responders this spring in the Madison area. Today, the pilot program ends after 30 flight days. The Nashville Scene reports that MNPD will have a media presentation next week to discuss results of the trial period. This comes on the heels of a heated Metro Council meeting, where council members introduced new legislation to limit the department's authority to adopt new surveillance technology. MNPD launched the pilot without sign-off from Metro Council, using a state law that lets departments create short-term programs. That angered some elected officials, especially those who oppose surveillance technology. Nashville golfers soon won't have to worry about the weather if they want to play 18 holes. City Golf USA is opening the nation's first full 18-hole indoor golf course in West Nashville. The venue, located near John C. Toon Airport, is the size of 3 football fields. Players first tee off on a golf simulator, but the rest of the course has real greens. The Nashville Business Journal reports a full round takes 2.5 hours. The COO of City Golf USA tells the Journal that Nashville was chosen for the first full indoor golf course because of its business climate.